Hey everybody, what's up? This is Ron Newcomb. Haven't done this in quite some time, so welcome everyone. It's been too long. So I'm calling this the Indie Coach. For many years, I put together this thing called Indie Film Coach, and predominantly I was focused on independent filmmaking and coaching. And then realized, had kind of a bit of an epiphany, realized over the last year or so that really what I needed to be doing and what I wanted to do was to focus more on coaching and really the kind of the independent arts and focused on that side of coaching. So I'll let you know a little bit of why I'm doing this and then focused on kind of what's ahead. And I don't know how long really I'm going to do this for. I'm really committing to just doing it for however long people that I'm able to help and able to get something out of this and no more than that. If we go on for 6 months, great. If we go on for 6 years, fantastic. There's really no commitment beyond just wanting to help others with that. So to let you know a little bit about me and my background and kind of how I got here and what I'm looking to do with this. And I may turn this into a podcast. We'll see if I'm able to do this. But until then, this is kind of the format we're looking to do, to put it in. And I'm also looking to bring on others to join me, as well as bringing on some guests really specific to coaching. That's really the overall thrust of it, and a really broad spectrum of different topics, but with the brushstroke of around the arts. But I'm focused predominantly on some specific areas. But many of you know that last year I lost my younger brother unexpectedly at the age of 40 to a heart attack. And then a couple weeks later, I ended up breaking a leg myself. And then actually a year before that, I had torn a pec muscle in my chest that was pretty debilitating and lasted quite a long time. I'd like to consider myself, I try to be physically fit. I tried to work out. I tried to do certain staples, and with that pec tear and then the breaking of my leg and then my brother unexpectedly passing away, I realized pretty quickly that I was going through I found myself in a pretty deep depression, and that which was very unexpected and didn't realize it. I mean, certainly, yes, one would expect to go down in the dumps losing a brother whom I was very close with unexpectedly, but just going into a very deep depression, I didn't really anticipate that. And it really had a lot more to do with just my brother. It also had to do with those other elements and other areas of my life that just I felt were not coming together. And maybe you can relate to, it wasn't just his passing. That was just a kind of catalyst that kind of pulled everything into things and sent me down kind of a really dark path that I didn't like to be in, nor did I like to find myself, And what's interesting is I actually do have a master's degree in counseling, so I kind of knew some flags and sent things that I shouldn't be going into, and yet couldn't really stop it and find a way to get out of it, even when I found myself in it. And as a result, even some of the depression medication that I found myself on, I put on a bunch of weight, even though that was one of the criteria that I asked them to monitor and watch out for, because I knew depression medication has that ability to do that. And although they reassured me, sure enough, I found myself I put on a ton of weight due to this medication, and it was a direct correlation between the two. And then, you know, the way it is, once you put it on, trying to get it off is just, and now that I'm a little older, I'm 50, it just takes, it's a god awful amount of effort to try to do that. And even though I'm in the gym 4 to 5 days a week, still for roughly about an hour, that's kind of my goal. And I'm usually able to hit that for 20 minutes of cardio and about 40 minutes of free weights and stuff. My diet admittedly stinks. I'm still just not able to kind of to get the weight off. So that's the other thing, is I'm trying to utilize the community to hold each other accountable. I realized that growing up and throughout seasons of my life where I've had really great gains, I've always had a good group of people around me. I'm talking, this goes way back from when I was a kid growing up playing sports. I had that community. I've had a group of, football players. I had a group of kids in the neighborhood. I had kids in military school that we all went together. And then when I joined the military, then when I got out of the military, I had a really good group of friends in our 20s that we all hung out together, about 12 of us. And we were all extremely tight and very close. And we all raised each other up and lifted each other up and challenged each other. And were, at that time in our 20s, we weren't always the best for each other, but it definitely helped me personally. And I also had three brothers, and we were all very close as well. And then I went through another challenge in my 20s, a personal challenge, and I found myself with a small group of guys, and two guys in particular, Anthony and Matt, who really, again, kind of changed the trajectory of my life, changed the course of my life, and we became extremely tight. And I had those guys to lean on. And it wasn't until my 30s that I found myself, just due to life circumstances, life carries on. I fell in love, got married, started to have children, which is a blessing. And all these great things started to happen. My brothers and stuff were doing the same. My buddy Anthony and Matt, they all were doing the same. And Anthony moved to California, and Matt moved to Maryland. And before you know it, I didn't have this core group of people that I was hanging out with and doing life with together. Certainly, I had my wife and she was there as a life partner, but this other core group of people that I could just connect with and debrief with and, again, do life with, I didn't really have that I've always had with. And I didn't realize that until now, kind of looking back on it, when I found myself extremely depressed, like, how did I get here? I've always been an extreme extrovert. I've always been really optimistic, really happy about life, and had a joy and thirst for life. And when I say depressed, I mean like the darkest I've ever thought a person could humanly go. I went further than that. and it scared me. It scared me to the point of I knew I needed to reach out and get some help. And so I did. I got counseling, and like I said, I went on some medication for a time. And certainly continue to go to the gym and do those things. And I've always tried to look for a coach or a mentor. Those people in my life have always been really good. And my father has always had the gift of being a mentor to others. And he's always had that. And I've always had kind of a servant's heart and have wanted to serve people and teach people and train others up. And I've done that all throughout my life, particularly in my adult life. Anytime I've gotten the opportunity to do training, it's usually been to train up others. I did that when I was a young police officer, when I was at a nonprofit, when I've done that many a times in my filmmaking journey. And I currently do that now as a project manager. I spend a lot of time in trying to train up leaders and help them do things. And I realized that that's kind of one of the pieces that I'm missing right now, is that I'm trying to do this all on my own. And I'm so focused on me and trying to save myself that that's the problem, is that I need to get out of myself and focus on others and trying to help others. And through helping others, then maybe I can help myself. And even though I am looking for like a coach and a mentor myself, that I'm at the age now that I'm the mentor, I'm the coach. And so I believe I'm at a point now where I can finally say that I may have something to offer and something to give back to someone else. And so that's what this whole, call it a podcast, if you will, is about. And I'm going to focus again on the arts at large, because I predominantly have focused on film, but I've also done comic books. I've helped with board games. I've written books. So I've done a lot of different artistic elements, and that's the slant I'm going to focus on. Maybe we venture off into some other things, but it's predominantly going to be on the arts. And again, admittedly, through film. And maybe we'll talk about pop culture, whatever it is we want to talk about. That's what we'll talk about. But it's going to predominantly focus on kind of these pillars. And one is a spiritual element to it, because that's really at the core and the center of who I am. That's what's kind of held me together with that. You know, I like what Robert Downey Jr. said about Mel Gibson when Mel Gibson helped him out, that he said that Mel Gibson said, hey, you need to have a spiritual path. You don't need to have mine, it needs to be yours. There's a relational component, so a spiritual, a relational component. So, you know, how are you at being a, for me, and looking through my lens, how am I at being a husband, a father, a brother, a son, a friend? Then vocationally, you know, work-wise, how am I doing at work? And work can be your 9-to-5, but it also, lets you know, admit, not all of us, most of us don't get to work within our passion. And that's okay, right? Long ago did I realize that it doesn't mean failure if you're not working your 9-to-5 or getting paid full time to work within your passion. You follow the money and then you bring your passion into that. And then when you get an opportunity, you work on your passion and your purpose and your calling. So vocationally can mean your 9-to-5. How am I working within that? But within that can also be your, for me, it's my film stuff. So to me, I say I'm a storyteller, and that can mean many facets and many mediums. So certainly film, but it can also mean games and books and board games and video games even, and all the different areas. I've kind of viewed all those as elements and opportunities. And then physical. So I want to talk about, you know, and keep each other accountable for how are you doing physically. So I do have goals of what I want to get down to, kind of weight or body fat wise, what I'm trying to do in the gym, how often I'm trying to get in there, what I'm trying to do working out. And then certainly, you know, with diet, that's got to be key, particularly now that I'm a little older. Diet is definitely the biggest thing out of everything, but I'm also taking supplements and things of that nature. So, you know, monitoring supplements. I mean, you'd be, I think, in 2023 to not know that there's other things out there to enhance that what you can do in life. You'd be foolish not to look at other things out there. There's enough research and stuff out there to know that you can improve upon yourself with some things out there to help. So just talking about different things in that. And then lastly, talking about your mental health and your mental well-being. So I deal a lot with, years ago, I had a bout with anxiety, and a couple years ago, that kind of crept back up. And so I had to go back on medication for anxiety, but I've had to have skills to deal with that. And I'm grateful that that hasn't held me back and hasn't stopped me from doing anything. But certainly, you know, mental health is a real thing. I've gone to a few funerals now due to people, you know, taking their own lives and not thinking there's another alternative. And I'm telling you right now, when I didn't think that would ever be an option for me, I came as close as I ever, unfortunately, thought I would come as close to as I did last year when I found myself in that extremely dark place. So I definitely want to talk about mental health for that. So if that is something that you want to be a part of and you want to be in a conversation of that, and if you'd like to hear more about that, then I invite you to be on the journey with us, with me, to continue to kind of, you know, do that. And I welcome you to, again, continue the conversation there. So if there's something that, a topic that you'd like to see covered, I'd love to try to cover it. But these are the kind of areas that I'm going to do. Again, I'm making no long-term commitment. If I'm helping others, then I'm going to continue to do it. The moment I feel like, hey, you know what, maybe this has kind of run its course, then I'm happy to let it go. That's no problem. There's a gazillion things to do. I don't think need another thing to do. But again, selfishly, what I am trying to do is help others and really at the end of the day, help myself get out of myself, get out of my own way and try to help others along the way. So if this is something that you feel like, you know what, I'm going to tune into this. I'd like to be a part of this conversation, a part of a camaraderie, for a, the only word I can really think of is, but I don't want to genderize it as a fraternity type of thing that, then I would love to encourage you to engage and be a part of that. And you got to engage in the conversation. Otherwise, I don't know who's out there. The web is, can be very one-sided. You put it out there and if nobody engages back, then you kind of go back, well, I guess nobody's really listening or really responding to it. So if there's no interactive, then you kind of go about your day and that's kind of the end of it. And again, if that's the what it is at the end of the day, then that's okay. But what I really want to do is I want to help other people. And I again, I want to help myself too along the way. So if that's you and you want to engage, I would encourage you to just chime in the comments below. Let me know you're out there. I believe gonna try to put together a podcast. I'm gonna invite some others. We're gonna do some interviews and we'll see how this goes. So just wanted to kind of start it. There's a million reasons not to start. I wanted to kind of get it out there and let me know your thoughts. I'd welcome some topics and let me know your ideas. If there's anything I can do for you, as always, let me know. Otherwise, happy Thanksgiving. Hope you're all doing well, and I will see you on the other side. Take care, everybody.